Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is Pentecost Sunday and the readings are from Cycle C.
At the moment, I'm reading the novel Room, which is Emma Donoghue's heartbreaking story about a young woman and her five-year-old son, Jack, who are both held captive in an 11-foot by 11-foot room. How big is that? About the size of a freshman dormitory room here at Stanford. That room is the only world that young Jack knows. And while the story is terrifying, it's suffused with goodness because of Ma, who the woman is called in the book, her love for Jack and vice versa. Ma creates a structured world with tutoring and music and exercise and reading and storytelling, anything she can do to mimic normalcy in this constrained, claustrophobic world. While reading the novel, I've been reminded of the 11 by 11 rooms that we often find ourselves confined in. For me, and perhaps for some of you, that restricted space, that small room, is a result of an excessive focus on work. For others, it might be inordinate perfectionism. And for still others, fear. Fear of failure, or fear of being found out as an imposter as you spend time with all these smart people here at Stanford. In the gospel story we just heard, it begins with another 11 by 11 foot room, and that room is also filled with fear. We find Mary surrounded by these cowardly men, afraid of their own shadows, and afraid most of all that what had happened to Jesus would happen to them. And into this scene comes Jesus. And in John's account, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Not once, but twice, as if to say, may peace come in and pervade your rooms of fear and anxiety and bid them open. Next, Jesus breathes his spirit on him, the same breath that gives life to Jesus. And as you recall from the readings of this Easter season, they can be all summed up as the spirit that Jesus possesses is a spirit of love. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the Pentecost scene is rendered differently. We have wind and fire and a general clamor, and tongues of fire rest upon the disciples. And yet, the impact of the two Pentecost stories is the same, radical and dramatic for the apostles. Inspired, they go out into the marketplace and praise the Lord and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and his conquest over death and sin. And they do so to the same people who had just a short while earlier crucified the Lord. Their world that had been turned upside down by Jesus' death has now been made into a new creation. The disciples are changed fundamentally. They're energized. They speak a common language. And they're clearly in touch with their sense of vocation. On this Pentecost Sunday, over 2,000 years later, the Holy Spirit may not come to us as tongues of fire or wind, and yet that Spirit wants the same transformation of each of us that took place with the apostles. We have to remember, though, that if we allow God's Spirit into our lives, we're entertaining a certain amount of danger. Danger because we will become the source of beauty, the source of truth, the source of justice. The Spirit is a firecracker in our soul. And we may be called upon to deal with some powerful forces in the world and to put our ambition aside in order to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, and heal the sick. One other danger is we may think that we have to do this alone. But what's clear in today's readings is that the Spirit of God came not on one disciple, but on all disciples. Pentecost is not a feast for introverts or for loners. So how might you and I get out of our 11 by 11 foot rooms, the things that constrain us? By letting God's Spirit in and by letting that Spirit have its way with us. To do so, we need to quiet ourselves. Even now, notice your own breath, your inhale and exhale. And as you still yourself, know how loved you are and how you don't have to prove anything. And in this moment of centering, let's ask for God's fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit as we recite this well-worn prayer. So if you'd repeat after me, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be created. And you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.